USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer need to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as states now adapt their mandates, there is still some confusion over what people should do. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University and tells Fox News how vaccinated people should proceed under the new guidelines.
If you're fully vaccinated, you have to realize that the virus is going to treat you very differently because now you are unlikely to be infected. Breakthrough infections are extremely rare, and you're not likely to spread this to other people, so you're no longer a threat to people. So that's why the public health guidance has changed for fully vaccinated people. It's also important to remember that there is a big swath of the population that is not fully vaccinated, and they need to continue to wear masks, especially indoors when they cannot social distance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Colonial Pipeline has resumed normal operations about a week after a ransomware attack took it offline, leading to rising gas prices and shortages at gas stations in the east and southeast. The company that operates the pipeline reportedly paid a $5 million ransom to the criminal group behind the attack, DarkSide. A White House official called the decision to make the payment a private business matter, but Congressman Brian Babin disagrees. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that when a cyber attack has that type of effect on the nation's infrastructure, the federal government should be involved, no matter the source of the attack.
The President of the United States, if he thinks that shutting down a pipeline and creating huge amounts of gas shortages, long lines, doubling of prices for gasoline, if that's a private affair, and he doesn't want to do anything about it, then whether it's an official state move on Putin's part or whether it was just a rogue Russian crime syndicate, it all has the same effect. And our government should definitely get involved in this.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney is speaking out after her ouster from House Republican leadership. Wendy King reports.
Just a few days after she was ousted from Republican congressional leadership over her criticisms of former President Trump, Congresswoman Liz Cheney told ABC's This Week,
"I won't be part of whitewashing what happened on January 6th. Nobody should be part of it, and people ought to be held accountable."
This week, the House could vote on establishing a bipartisan commission to investigate the violence on January 6th at the Capitol. She also said the false claims about the election are harmful.
To cause that kind of questioning about our process, frankly, it's the same kinds of things that the Chinese Communist Party says about democracy, that it's a failed system, that America is a failed nation.
Cheney's replacement, Elise Stefanik, says the party is unified.
We want to focus every day on exposing the border crisis, the economic crisis, and the national security crisis in the Middle East, because it's having an impact on everyday Americans' lives.
Stefanik on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Sam Houston State scored with 16 seconds to play to secure the school's first ever FCS football national championship, beating top-seeded South Dakota State 23-21. The second division of college football's season was pushed to the spring by the coronavirus pandemic. The finals of the FCS playoffs are traditionally played in January, with this year's tournament reduced to 16 participants from the usual 24. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.